Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Alex Epstein's The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change your mind about anything? Or did it just make you mad?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, it did both. I came in skeptical, but Epstein makes a genuinely compelling case, even if I don't agree with everything. He's basically arguing that the whole environmental movement has it backwards, that fossil fuels aren't a vice to be phased out, but a moral good to be embraced.
Right, and the way he frames it is so simple. He asks, what's our standard of value? The environmental movement, he says, judges progress by how little we take from the earth. But he proposes a human standard of value, maximizing human life, health, and happiness.
Exactly. And from that perspective, nature isn't a pristine sanctuary. It's a dangerous wilderness. Before fossil fuels, life was brutal and short. We were at the mercy of climate, disease, starvation. Fossil fuels gave us the power to subdue that wilderness.
He calls them the master resource. It's not just another commodity. It's the raw material for everything modern. Heating, cooling, food production, and medicine. Every major improvement in human well-being over the last two centuries has been powered by coal, oil, and natural gas.
And that's the heart of his moral case. To demonize fossil fuels is to demonize human flourishing. He says the real pollution is poverty, and the best way to fight poverty is cheap, reliable energy.
Okay, but what about climate change? I mean, that's the elephant in the room. He acknowledges it's happening and that humans play a role, but he's super skeptical of the catastrophic predictions.
He makes two points there. First, he argues the models are unreliable and the data doesn't support apocalypse. Second, he challenges the moral calculus. Even if the worst-case scenarios are true, what's the proposed solution? Drastically cutting fossil fuels would condemn billions to poverty.
That's the part that got me. He says a warmer world with more CO2 might actually be greener and more productive. And the real threat isn't climate change. It's the policies designed to prevent it, which would lock us into energy scarcity.
Right. And he really goes after renewables. He says solar and wind are diffuse, intermittent, unreliable. They need massive land and backup infrastructure. He calls the push for 100% renewable energy a fantasy based on wishful thinking.
I actually pushed back on this when I first read it. I mean, renewables are getting cheaper and better, right? But his point is that no major civilization has ever been built on intermittent power. You need dense, on-demand energy.
And he flips the script on sustainability. The environmental movement defines it as low-energy existence. But Epstein says true sustainability is the ability to survive and thrive long-term. Without cheap energy, you can't afford clean water, infrastructure, or education.
Here's the argument that really surprised me. He says fossil fuels are actually good for the environment. Not because they're clean, but because wealth pays for cleanups. London and Los Angeles are way cleaner now than 100 years ago. And that's because we could afford scrubbers and catalytic converters.
Exactly. The worst environmental damage happens in poor countries, deforestation for firewood, burning dung for heat. That's far more dangerous than a modern power plant. So lifting people out of poverty with cheap energy is the most powerful environmental tool we have.
He also calls the anti-fossil fuel movement energy colonialism. It's wealthy people telling the poor they can't have industrialization. That's a pretty sharp critique.
Yeah, it's elitist in a way. He's arguing for the right of individuals to pursue happiness using the Earth's resources. He says we shouldn't apologize for using them to improve our lives.
But he's not saying no regulations at all. He acknowledges risks and side effects. He just thinks innovation and markets will solve problems better than government mandates.
Right. The solution to problems from energy use isn't less energy, it's more intelligent use. His whole book is a call to rethink the foundations of environmentalism.
So what's your one takeaway? For me, it's that we need to weigh the benefits of cheap energy against the risks, not just focus on the negatives.
Same. And if you want to go deeper, The whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Nice. So overall, Epstein's moral case is simple. Fossil fuels have made human life better, and walking away from them would be a disaster for the world's poor.
Love it or hate it, it's a perspective that forces you to rethink everything. We'll see you in the next one.